And ISS Houston, we are on board live video with you. ISS Houston, if we can get you to perform a quick audio count for us, we'd appreciate it.
When you're 240 miles above the Earth, traveling about 17,000 miles an hour, it's a big production to talk to the folks back home.
Come check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Since blasting off from Kazakhstan almost 3 weeks ago, Williams has been busy with maintenance work and just getting used to weightlessness. But he does take time out to enjoy the view.
Boy, I don't know. There are many favorite views. Sunrises and sunsets are spectacular with the colors portrayed across the very thin atmosphere as you look on the horizon. Of course, I love to fly over places I've lived and places where friends live and try to take pictures. I tell them, like I would tell you, I'm kind of looking over your shoulder now and then.
Expedition 13 Commander Pavel Vinogradov is a space veteran, having spent months on board the Mir space station. But the view from orbit never gets old.
It's very difficult to say. Earth is so beautiful. All over. And no matter where you look, Africa, Asia, Europe, it's all beautiful.
The pair will spend 6 months working on the space station, taking care of ongoing experiments, unloading visiting Russian and NASA spacecraft, and take part in as many as 3 spacewalks. So after 3 weeks, is Williams a good roommate?
Very, very beautiful. Excellent.
I said as a crewmate, I'm excellent. We actually sleep at opposite ends of the space station, so if I snored, he wouldn't hear me anyway.
Williams and Vinogradov take time out to speak to classes, including a Madison school last week, and his hometown of Winter in a couple of weeks. Williams says he appreciates having the home folks rooting for him.
That's the best part of all of this, is being able to take so many vicariously along on the journey.
Interviews are limited to 10 minutes with no exceptions.
Thank you, Wisconsin Public Radio. ISS, please stand by while we reconfigure the space grounds.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.